from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Bears dominate the Bills 33-6, and all eyes were on rookie QB Caleb Williams. What was your biggest takeaway from Williams' first preseason performance?
Well, it was the best that I've seen Caleb Williams look yet. If you've been listening to my reports here on The Score, I mean, you know that on a lot of the days, most of the days, I walk out of there saying and tweeting that the defense looked better than the offense, and maybe Caleb Williams overthrew a guy. Maybe he even threw an interception in the game. But in this game, finally, we got to see him put together drives. Ironically, it's just something that has not been happening in the practices where you see complete drives or even consecutive plays that look good. In this game, we saw it. You got to see it. It's the best he's looked. I also like the fact that we all got a little taste of all parts of the repertoire. We saw the improv on the little flip play to DeAndre Swift. We saw the ability to roll out and make a play on that impossible bootleg 25-yard pass down the sideline to Cole Kmet. So we got to see a little bit of all of the running even, or the third down run, a little bits and pieces of what this guy is all about. And one of the things that I like best from Caleb Williams, other than the stuff in the game, and we'll continue to talk about all sorts of stuff and the passes that he made and the throw to the third and 13 to DJ Moore to really make you say, wow, okay, maybe there is something there. After the game, he was asked about the missed pass to Roma Dunze, which was his final play of the game, his 18th play. It was an overthrow, and afterwards he was transparent, saying essentially that it was a miscommunication between the two. So I like the way he carried himself, and I guess that rolls over into leadership, but it's the best he's looked so far.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really great. Thank goodness for replay, because the pass to Cole Kmet was not handled very well in the beginning by Fox. Everybody, I guess, needed pre-season work, the cameramen, the directors, everybody. Caleb, really good, was 4 for 7, easily could have been 6 for 7, right? Kmet and DJ Moore had a drop. Also loved the slide by Caleb Williams after all the sliding we saw in the slip and slide and Hard Knocks. So that was really cool. And listen, now I'm hoping to get a full quarter against the Bengals Saturday, and I'm hoping to see what happens in that inner squad practice, right? That combined practice
Thursday
between
yep.
the Bengals and the Bears up at Halas Hall, and that's something I'm very interested to see how he does. And maybe the Bears defense is as good as people are saying, because he looked good against that first string Bills offense. So really, really fun afternoon Saturday.
The biggest takeaway for me for this one is just that Caleb Williams is not only the guy that we thought he was, but Caleb Williams has been waiting for this moment for a long time. I don't know how many times he's brought this up, but he's like, I haven't played a game since November 18th. And he just keeps saying it over and over and over again, because obviously not the best way to end his college season. But he's been waiting for this, and then the moment actually comes where he gets to step on the field in a uniform against competition that's not, you know, also in a Bears uniform, and he makes the most of it. He had two drives. He made the most of those two drives. Think about what we'd be talking about if he had had two, three and outs, and that was all we saw from Caleb Williams. The conversation would be so very different this morning. But because Caleb Williams didn't even get into the end zone, mind you, led two drives, which produced points, and he made some spectacular plays, and he made some routine plays, everyone is just satisfied and satiated, understanding he wasn't going to play, like you said, a full quarter. But you know what? There's always next time, and I guarantee you Caleb Williams is very much looking forward to next time.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. He's with you guys at 7 a.m. is Biggs time. Were you impressed with Velus Jones Jr. as a running back? Do you see this as a real possibility?
I do see this as a real possibility, and I was impressed. Six carries, 34 yards. He scores a touchdown, has a nice little 19-yard run. And I was like, okay, I could see it. I hadn't seen it to know enough about it to see if I was going to be like, no. Here's what I do know. Velus Jones Jr. has not worked in the roles that they've tried to give him in the past, right? So if you're really that invested in Velus Jones Jr., and you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, maybe if he's not drafted as high as he is or not drafted at all, he doesn't get these types of opportunities, but they are trying to work with him and give him a chance to shine. I'm good with Velus Jones Jr. as a running back. I don't know if that means he's going to make the roster, but hey, give him as many chances as possible to see if he can be a productive member of this team, because what he was doing last year, at least, it was not it. It was not working.
Well, if he's the running back, can he not be the kickoff returner? Because I also saw that on Saturday,
yeah,
and that was not
well, that's
good,
what I was, the
right?
Other roles.
Now, he is built more like a running back. You know, I just personally, I didn't take a good look at him, his body type, really, because I was just so done with him as a kickoff returner. Now, if some other team got desperate and they could get something for Khalil Herbert potentially, right, maybe that's the idea, that maybe Khalil Herbert is on his way out potentially. So, okay, maybe. they're trying to save one of their first early draft picks, this regime. That's why they don't want to get rid of him. Yeah, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good on Saturday as a running back. Now, next thing would be, can he do anything in between the tackles? Everything was to the outside. Everything was outside. Okay, and listen, you need that. It still counts, right? But could he get a short yard? So as long as he's not returning kicks, he can be on the Bears.
He did have 1 5-yard run up the middle.
Sorry.
You know, it's okay, because, I mean, trust me, Dustin, I mean, I went back and watched all of what Velus Jones Jr. did. Yeah, so he had the 5 yards up the middle, the 20-yard run on the outside, as Marshall said, the 4-yard touchdown run. So there were nice things. This is not a real possibility. I'm sorry. I saw through it. I saw through it. You know, Velus Jones Jr., when overexposed, when used too much, will eventually make a mistake. And it pains me to say it because, yeah, this is a great athlete. He also happens to be a great guy. But what I saw through, I mentioned all the good stuff there. That I wanted to make a point of it. I saw through that, though, because what I saw on the very first play to Velus Jones Jr. was a flip to him, and he dropped the ball. Now, there was a false start, but he may have been bailed out by a false start on that play. And just for bleeps and giggles, catch the ball. He then also stumbled over Caleb Williams on a 1-yard run. Remember that? Like, if he tripped over him, he goes down. He eventually gets touched. And then, as Dustin said, he dropped the kick return. Those are the problems. I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't look at the positive stuff with Velus Jones Jr. because I've seen it. We've seen it in training camp. We've seen it intermittently in games. But eventually, and again, I hate to say it, Velus Jones is going to cost you if you keep him out there for too many plays. Now, 6 carries and 34 yards in a preseason game, that's one thing. But 6 to 10 carries in a real game, I hate to say it, but I could predict there'll be a turnover at some point in time or some sort of mental error. So I can't do it with Velus Jones. Sorry.
Terrific question. Need to get that answer. Don't have it for you today.
That's the voice of Bruce Levine. He's talking baseball at 9 o'clock. What was the best and worst thing you saw during the Cubs-Sox series this weekend?
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear Marshall's because he's already laughing over there. But I think the best thing I saw, and actually I could probably capsulize the best and worst in one game. So I'm going to cheat and do a couple here. But in the Cubs 7-6 win on Friday night, which was an extremely entertaining game if you allow yourself to look at it objectively. And I know Cubs fans hated that they were up 6 and then blew that lead, and the Sox fans hated that they were down 7. But Garrett Crochet giving up 4 home runs to the Cubs, like, that, talk about the good and the bad. The Cubs hitting 4 homers against one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. If you haven't been following the Cubs, they've had a home run issue this year. They've been more power lately, but Happ, Belly, Paredes, and Horner all go deep against Garrett Crochet. So there, in a nutshell, is your best and worst of the weekend. But the very worst play, and hopefully later on we at least hear this play, because it was baffling. In the game yesterday, in the 5th inning, it's 1-0 Sox, 2 outs, man on first. Isak Paredes doubles to left. Benintendi throws it to Brooks Baldwin, who is the relay guy, just like on the fringe out there near between third and shortstop. And he's got Bellinger a dead duck at the plate if he throws the ball.
Didn't see him till it was too late.
He didn't see him, or he just thought there's no way Willie Harris is sending this guy.
That's
which was,
what it was.
Which was crazy.
The replay where you could see Willie Harris, Baldwin, and him running at the same time and realizing how far away he is from home plate is amazing.
Did you guys see Willie Harris on the iPad in the dugout?
Explaining it to him.
And Bellinger's even like, yo, what were you saying? I don't think he said it, but it felt like, at least I projected him to be saying, are you crazy, man? What were you thinking?
Well, anytime the Cubs sweep the White Sox, that's a great thing for this.
Here we go.
Blissful roads.
That's excellent. And that game Friday night was absolutely wild.
Bananas.
I mean, just an never a comfortable win. Seeing Bellinger hit that home run the first time Crochet's given up a home run to a lefty hitter, that was pretty cool. So that might have been the best part about it. And you really felt, I was getting real chesty at that point and thinking, wow, here we go. The worst thing I saw, I'll say two parts. The worst thing I saw was Luis Robert Jr. 0-for-10 with 6 strikeouts. I mean, that's embarrassing. At one point, thought of as the best baseball player in Chicago. And I don't want to hear Grady Sizemore. Oh, we got to realize he was involved in a lot of trade conversations. Get over it.
Seriously?
Okay, put earplugs in. Get over it. And then the other part, did you see the fight out on the concourse that was all over social media? Oh, my gosh.
I did not see that.
Oh, man, we got to put that out. I mean, okay. That was wild. And it's just bad. At one point, and Grody, you might remember this. I was trying to remember. Wasn't there like a rule that there were going to be no Cubs Sox night games over 35th and Shields? Like if it was a weekend.
Trying to avoid them anyway.
If it was a weekend, they were going to play them as day games.
Which is very
because
smart.
I had been, you know, in my 30s, I had been to a ton of these games, and there was always a fight. You know, so you got all day to get juiced up, if you will, out in the parking lot, throwing bags, getting the Weber grill going, and then you roll into 35th and Shields, and I mean, it's just, you're looking for trouble.
By the way, Luis Robert, I agree with you on, in that game on the Friday game, like, just missing, it was 7-6 when he, like, missed a hanging breaker and then a fastball, like something is well
he looked
wrong.
Like he was thinking about other things at the plate, unfortunately. Okay, so best thing I saw, Miguel Amaya coming up with big hits. We know how bad production has been for the catcher spot for the Cubs. For him to come up with decisive hits, obviously every run counted if you win 7-6. So he comes up with a big hit in the win 7-6. But then on Saturday, the big double. I mean, that's the Cubs need that. They need everyone to play better. Offensively, they need the Miguel Amayas, the Dansby Swansons. They need everyone to play like the back of their baseball card says they could, although Amaya doesn't have much of a baseball card. I'm going to go with the Dustin route, not the fight, because I didn't see that, although I'd probably be on board. But the worst thing I saw slash didn't see, well, I saw a little clip online. Yo, why are you jumping out of the stands and onto the field? And now, not only are you getting arrested, two fans did this in Saturday's game. Not only are you getting arrested, but now you got to go to the hospital on the way to jail.
Yeah, that's at the loss.
They got to bring the cart out to get you off. I was like, what's taking so long? I was like, oh, there was somebody on the field.
While you're handcuffed.
Yeah.
Right? You're handcuffed and you're on the stretcher.
But yeah, 35th and Shields, this is the kind of stuff. This is what we are relegated to right now for them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more...
you deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
28-91. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good question.
That's John Heyman. He's here at 8 o'clock. The White Sox have now won one game in their last 25. They are 28-91 at the moment. How many games do you think they'll win in the last 43 games, and what exactly are you watching for when you watch a Sox game from here on out?
11. 11. You know why 11. Because they got 28, and they don't deserve to be a team that said they won 40 games based on what they've done on the field, off the field. 11 sounds about right. 39 wins. Yeah, that 39 and what, 123?
Yeah,
I'll take that. That's how many games that they're going to win. What am I going to watch for? Well, it's pretty simple. I don't know if you heard. Next up, three with the Yankees. I'm going to be watching the guy in the other dugout. See how many home runs he decides he wants to hit against the Sox. And by say the other guy, I mean Aaron Judge.
Yeah, tomorrow for the pick six, we're going to ask the question, will Aaron Judge have 50 homers by the end of the week? But he's at 42 right now.
Yeah.
So I think there's a real chance.
The man's got 42 home runs in 117 games. He's already driven in 106. He's slugging .699. Just the OPS is over, not the 1,000 mark, but the 1100 mark at 1167. I'm watching other teams and seeing what they do against the White Sox, but specifically when they play against great players, how fat can they get off of the White Sox and their pitching? And just
so you're looking forward to the other teams playing.
I'm just looking forward to seeing star. Like if you're going to a White Sox game, you're going to see like the stars.
Absolutely. No, I'm not a star on the White Sox for it. I mean, it's supposed to be Luis Robert, but as Dustin just told us, you know, he's cooked. He's done.
So Judge, yeah, I'm going to see. I'm looking forward to seeing Judge, Dustin.
Yeah, that's something to see. The Yankees are always a draw, and then there's a little bit of conspiracy theorist in me that the reason they got rid of Grifol when they did was to try to help ticket sales for the Cubs and Yankees series, thinking that, okay, we're going to get on board because they decided to do something with the manager. You know, big five-game homestand, you sell a lot of seats. Maybe. So they have to win 15 games in order to avoid being the worst team ever. They have to win 15. They've got series coming up against, we'll just go through August.
Oh,
okay?
Man, it's bad.
We won't go through the whole, Yankees, Astros, away, Giants away, home to the Tigers, home to the Rangers.
Jesus.
And then the last day of, the last 2 days of August, they've got the Mets in town. I mean, two wins? Maybe
Pete
three?
Alonso.
I'm just saying, three to get through August? How do you get 15? And then they're at the Orioles or at the Red Sox. You got another one with the Guardians. Okay, then they're at the Angels, but then they're at the Padres. Angels here. I mean, a bunch of games against the Angels who aren't great. The A's that aren't great, but still, I don't see 15 wins.
And when you're the worst, like every game looks like a team that you're there's no way you're going to win because you're the worst.
Right. All right, and you got teams that are in wild card contention, so they're going to be trying to beat the crap out of the White Sox.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go with how many more wins will the White Sox have this year? I am just going to go plus one on Marshall here and say a dozen.
Dirty dozen?
Yeah, dirty dozen for the White Sox. They will somehow, some way win 12. I mean, because of baseball. I mean, the Sox almost won the game on Friday night. In fact, it felt like they were going to win the game.
Good teams find a way to win. Bad teams find a way to lose.
It is so true. It is so true. Like I always talk about Luis Robert. I thought Luis Robert should have tied the game up or maybe even given the Sox a lead in one of their at-bats when it was a 7-6 game late. So, yeah, I actually will be interested to see what Luis Robert does the rest of this year. Will he snap out of his slump and get hot again? And what becomes of Luis Robert in the offseason as well? I'm obviously still interested in Garrett Crochet, see if he rebounds from getting his skull thumped by the Cubs with the four home runs. I'll tell you what, there's one guy on the Sox that I realized I need to pay more attention to.
Who's that?
And that is their catcher, Corey Lee.
Yeah.
Yo, that guy, the arm that he has, I didn't realize he had the best pop-up time in Major League Baseball. He threw out Nico Horner trying to steal second base, and it was just a thing of beauty. The throw was right on target. I'm also watching, this is going to sound crazy, Andrew Benintendi. Dare I say Andrew Benintendi?
He's got more home runs than he did last year.
Yeah, he does, and he hit... Made a sparkling defensive play to get PCA at the plate. Wow, wow, wow.
I love your positivity.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, ask the question, what am I watching here? Benintendi hit two identical home runs in that game as well. So, boy, oh boy, it's Benintendi. That's really what it's come down to. People are like, Benintendi? Why do you care about Benintendi? Well, got to care about something. I now care about Benintendi.
So, to answer your question...
The U.S. women's basketball team won their eighth straight gold medal by barely holding on for a one-point win over France in the gold medal game, as former Sky player Gabby Williams hit a shot that would have sent it to overtime, but her foot was over the three-point line. The U.S. was just 2-for-12 from three. Do you think they regret not having Caitlin Clark on the team?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that they regret it, or else they would have had her on the team. That's the way I look at it. They had every opportunity to have Caitlin Clark there. I thought she should have been there. Yes, I think that she would have helped for sure, but I certainly don't think that they wanted her. I mean, this whole process that Caitlin Clark has gone through in her rookie year with the many things that have happened has just told you that she's got to get through this year before she will be completely embraced by everybody else. But I hate that the being nervous watching these basketball games, the women's game and the men's game as well, because we are gluttonous when it comes to basketball in this country relative to the rest of the world. We don't just want to win, we want to dominate. Unfortunately, the women didn't dominate, neither did the men, actually, at least in the semifinal game. But yeah, I don't think that they ultimately regret Caitlin Clark not being there.
She should have been there. But she might have been sitting on the bench and not in the rotation. There's a better chance that she's playing for LA 28 than that Emma Hayes, I believe, will be coaching the the women's team. And I'll just be honest. I said this about the men as well during the Serbia game. There was a moment yesterday when I was watching that game, and I watched a lot more than I thought I would.
So
that
disappointing.
I am disappointed in myself, but I'm just being honest, that I was actually hoping they would lose. So that can you imagine if they would have lost yesterday? Like, can you imagine all the Caitlin Clark today?
Oh,
can you imagine all the Caitlin Clark outroars based on that stat?
You were
the
wishing for 12, chaos, huh?
I work in sports talk radio. I root for chaos sometimes.
See
That's
you.
Part of why I was rooting the way I was rooting. But, you know, good for them. It's pretty crazy dominant. What, 92? Have they won now 61 straight games in the Olympics, something like that?
That sounds
61,
right.
61, yeah.
61. The last time they lost a game was in 92. It was a fun game. You know, listen, the refs swallowed the whistles. I mean, Team USA was getting mugged. Okay, it looked like what was happening on the concourse out at 35th and Shields. I retweeted that, by the way, if you want to take a look while you're listening.
I will take
a look at that on Twitter.
Did you see the Nike ad that came on after that? So Nike had the ad ready to go. It's inspiring when we think about it. Every 4 years, teams from around the world compete for second place. That was the Nike ad that came out after they won that 8th gold medal.
Strong.
Listen, I think they do regret it. If you remember Dawn Staley, right? They interviewed her. She was an analyst for NBC, and she talked about where they were and how they selected it. Because remember, Caitlin Clark didn't get off to the best of starts in her WNBA career, and that's when the selections were being finalized. Obviously, also because of when the NCAA tournament was happening, she couldn't make the team trials and all that. So, I think... Yes, but no. I don't think they regret it necessarily. It's like they wish things had played out differently. But yeah, you got to be able to hit some threes because that's what the game is built around now. You can ask the Serbian team about that. You can ask the French team about that. But yeah, 2 for 12 from three is unacceptable. And hey, Ms. Taurasi, you had a nice run. I'm glad it's over. We need the new blood. We need the new blood. And so I think, yes, they probably regret not having her on the team, but they. Not as much as they would have if they had lost that game.
Mm. Yes. Hey, well, here's another question.
Nice.
Justin Fields had a rough ride in his Steelers preseason debut, connecting on some passes but fumbling twice on the QB center exchange. Mike Tomlin said Fields negated a lot of the good things going. If Fields plays 51% of the snaps, the Bears get the Steelers' fourth-round pick next year. Otherwise, it's a sixth-round pick. Which do you think it will be for the Bears?
I think they're going to get the fourth round pick. I think there's going to be injuries afoot. I think he's going to get a chance. I think he's going to make some dynamic plays with his legs. And I think the coaching staff is equipped to work with quarterbacks with deficiencies. They haven't had a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, and yet somehow they still haven't had a losing record. That's wild to me if you've watched Steelers football and understand, you know, what they do and also understand what division they play in. That's wild to me. So I think they want Justin Fields to be a guy that helps them. I think if they're in contention for a playoff spot, which I believe they will be, he's going to play more than 51%. I think if they're not, they're going to be like, we like our fourth round pick. We're going to hold on to that. And whoever will finish out the season as their quarterback.
Is it 51% of snaps at quarterback? Because I do think they might start using him in some different roles.
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Part of the equation, is it like, you know, in the center, quarterback center position? You know, unfortunately... Wow. I was a guy that said, keep Justin Fields and go another direction, and I was wrong. I know it was only 20 snaps with the penalties for Caleb Williams, but Caleb Williams greater than Justin Fields, period.
Absolutely.
And shouldn't Justin Fields have been tuned up and taught well enough on the quarterback center exchange, having dealt with Cody Whitehair and Lucas Patrick and Sam Mustipher? I mean... The center trauma that Justin Fields has had to endure has been absolutely something. So I feel a little bit bad for him right there. Man, I do not think that Justin Fields will play 51% of the snaps this year. I think that, you know, when Russell Wilson is healthy, once he's 100%, I think that he is their quarterback. Look, I want to see Justin Fields do well. But we all saw it. We all don't act like you didn't see Justin Fields, and you know some of the big flaws that he has. And I'm not just talking about this center quarterback exchange thing. Like, that is definitely headline worthy. But I'm talking about the other stuff, like when your first read breaks down, does he have a second possibility? So I just feel like, having seen Justin Fields, there's a long way to go before I could see a head coach just giving the ball to him for 51% of the snaps. So unfortunately for him and for the Bears, I do not see that happening. That's it. That's it for the pick six. All right.
We have more.
I needed a bell. There's something. Yes, we do have more. Matt, there it is. Now I feel complete. There's closure.
Normally we don't have a bell at the end.
Yeah, but normally stop, the bell's just to tell you to stop talking.
I think you need a bell. It sounds a little empty at the end.
The bell's just usually to tell you you've gone too long. Your time is up.
I know. I just talk and then there's, I don't know. I think there needs to be
something.
My bad.
I should have said something.
Yeah.
I should have said something. That's on me. I got you.
But we do have more, Marshall Harris. We do have more. We've got the extra point coming up next. It is Grody and Harris in for Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Okay, extra point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.